This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado.
I thank you for what you're doing tonight. I give you the glory. I give you glory and honor. I give you glory and honor and praise. I thank you, God, for being in this place tonight. Your presence is mighty in this place. Your anointing is mighty in this place. Your glory is mighty in this place. Lord God, you've already won the battle. All we got to do is glorify your name. So, Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do on tonight through the word. Lord God, may your people grab a hold of the word, the revelation of the word. Lord God, may we know what it means, God, to separate your name, to hallow it your name, God, to sanctify your name, God, as we learn how to pray, Father. Lord, let your word come in such a mighty, powerful way, God. And let it stick to the hearts of your people and be anchored, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. I submit and yield to you tonight, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Woohoo! I'm excited about what God is doing. I really making an effort to stay excited about what God is doing. I said I'm making an effort. You may be seated. I'm making an effort to be excited about what God is doing. Listen, I said, I make it an effort to be excited about what God is doing. Because the thing is, saints of God, that if we don't learn how to make an effort to be excited about what God is doing, we'll keep being tossed and turned by what's going on. And we don't want to be tossed and turned by what's going on. You know, we all about the kingdom right now. God said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Pastor, man, he brought that word so powerful on Sunday. And when we were in prayer last Sunday, that was one of the things we actually ended with, was that particular scripture. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But at the beginning of that scripture is what I want to talk with you about. I really just want to focus in on at the beginning of when the Lord said, this is how you pray. That whole scripture of how God teaches us how to pray could be a year-long series all by itself. But we're going to talk about hallowed be thy name. Entering the right way. Entering the right way. I just want to camp out right there tonight. I want to talk about entering the right way. Because when we get hit in life and when we get sucker punched, we got to know how to quickly enter in the right way. There is a right way and there is a wrong way. And we got to get it stuck in our minds the right way. Now, I'm not talking about falling on your face that, oh, God, I need your help right now. Come quickly. I'm talking about being methodical, being purposeful in the middle of your pain, knowing how to enter the right way. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I believe that you're going to get some nuggets that's going to help you. Glory to God. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Yes. His word is tried and it's true. Yes. I said it's tried and it's true. Yes. I said it's tried and it's true. Yes. Woo! Glory to God. Thank God for our pastor tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Woo. So today's message, hallowed be thy name, going in right. The key points, the three key points is God, a God entrance. Say a God entrance. You got to learn to make a God entrance. I say you got to learn to make a God entrance. And we're going to talk a little bit about that prayer closet and what that really looks like when you're making a God entrance into that. And then we're going to talk about number two, a kingdom point of knowing God's name brings trust. Yeah. It's something about when you know the name of God that caused you to trust him. Have you ever been recommended somebody, a dentist or a doctor to someone because you know them? You know their name, their reputation precedes them. You're like, oh my God, I'm telling you, he's worthy of the honor I'm giving him on his name. That boy's bad. He gonna take care of you. I ain't gonna just send you to anybody. I want you to know that God's reputation precedes him. Glory to God. So I want you to know that his reputation precedes him. And if you're going to go and enter and write, you got to know his name. And you got to understand that his name is attached to his identity. And when you understand the identity of God, you'll know how to enter in right. I'm telling you, there's something about entering in right. This thing just struck me on Sunday. I couldn't get past Hallowed be thy name. So watch this. Number three, key point. The name of the Lord is a weapon. So when you use the name of the Lord, you going in already with a weapon. When you holler with his name on the front end, you equipping yourself for the prayer that follows. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Amen. So our key verse is Matthew 6, actually 6 and 8. This is not right. I totally script these scriptures. Find the spirit, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Somebody find that for me. We're going to put that up there because I want to make sure, because I want you to write the right scripture in there. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. What's that scripture? While you're looking that up, let's just go to the first kingdom point. Amen. Sister Michelle, I'm going to look to you. When you get, do you get it? Oh, it's up here. What's the scripture?
Proverbs,
say it out.
Proverbs
18 and 10. Write that down on your notes right now. Scratch out Matthew 6 and 8. This is going to be important. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18 and 10. Proverbs 18 and 10. Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I want you to repeat after me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Hallowed be thy name. Oh, come on. We're going to talk about that. So look at this. Number one, a God entrance. This is such a weapon, y'all. I mean, entering in right. So let's look at Matthew 6 and 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So let's look at the word hallowed, because a lot of people, we pass that word up sometimes, and people are like, I'm not quite sure exactly what that is, to hallowed be thy name. That's the first thing he said. He said, when you enter into prayer, pray like this. Hallowed be thy name. So what is that? In the Greek, that word means hagiazo. And it means to make, render, or declare holy. It means to separate from profane things and dedicate to God. It means to consecrate things to God. So what am I saying? When you enter in to pray, you don't put God in the same category as your issues. You don't put him in the same categories as your stress. You don't put him in the same category as your problems. He's sanctified, separated, holy, mighty, and awesome. He said, I need you to make a difference between your problems and me. Oh, that's good. So how do we know when we're not hallowing his name when we go into prayer? Because we go into prayer like this. I'm just so tired of this. I just don't know what I'm going to do. He's like, hold up. You approaching me like I'm in the same category as your issues. I need you to sanctify my name. I need you to separate my name from your issues for a minute. I need you to recognize who I am before you start telling me how bad things are. Because I'm not those things. I am higher than those things. For I am God, and beside me there is none other. So when you're going to come to me with your sucker punch issues, and you're going to come to me with those disappointments, I'm going to need you to come to me telling me who I am. Separate my name. So watch this. So it means God's not on the same level as your concerns, your problems. So we got to get him off of that level, first of all. And so when you hollow at his name and you begin to give reverence to his name and you begin to separate his name and you begin to praise him for who he is and you begin to identify who he is, when you first go into prayer, what you're doing is you're giving precedence to him and not your issues. I said, you're putting him first place and not your issues. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do when you're in pain. Yes. That's the hardest thing to do when someone's hurt you. You want to go in and just say, God, let me tell you what they did. Let me tell you this hurts. I just don't understand why you let this happen. And I've been going through this for so long. God, I don't understand. God be like, hold on, wait a minute. I am God. I need you to approach me like I am God. So watch this. I'm telling you, this can revolutionize your life. Because when we're getting hit with circumstances and we're hurting, especially those unexpected things that happen to us, if we could learn to go in magnifying his name, if we could learn to go in telling him how awesome he is, telling him that he's Jehovah Jireh, he is El Elyon, he is a great and mighty God. Lord, beside you there is none other. Oh my God, look how low down the totem pole your issues become. Look how low that sucker punch becomes. All of a sudden your soul gets anchored. Glory, there's a transference that takes place when you begin to hollow his name on the front end. When you do a God entry. Oh, you don't come before the king any kind of way. How many is going to commit to change the way they come before the king? You're gonna commit to change. I'm telling you, this is changing my life. Going into my prayer closet. And we're going to talk about that prayer closet toward the end of this thing that's going to blow you away. Because some of y'all minds are stuck on a closet. You be like, okay, first of all, my closet ain't big enough. Even if I took all my clothes and all my shoes out, God, that's going to be a little cramped because I've always been wanting a bigger closet. God, you know that. It ain't about your closet, your literal closet. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So there was a word in the definition. So it says definition continue. Look at your notes. It says to render or acknowledge or to be venerable or hallow. Venerable. I like that name. I like that word, venerable. I said, God, you know, when words stick out to me and I don't know, have a clue what they mean, I go to a dictionary and I look it up because I want to know how venerable is connected to hallow in his name. We're talking about going in right, y'all. So what is venerable? Venerable means to give a great deal of respect, especially because of age, wisdom, or character. Oh, my God. To give a great deal of respect, especially because of age, wisdom or character, venerable. We have a God who's venerable. We have a God that we can give respect because of age, because he's the Ancient of Days. Oh, I said he's the Ancient of Days. He was before time was. He deserves all respect. I'm telling you, you're going to a God who already knows before you even come to the closet what your issue is. And I dare you to tell him that, God, you are all things and you know all things. And I come to you because you're a mighty God. God, I don't even want to talk about what I'm going through right now. I just want to give you glory and praise and say you're a mighty God. I want to identify who you are. I want to identify your character. You're a God of all wisdom, God. You're an all-knowing, all-seeing God. You're an almighty God. You're an all-powerful God. I'm telling you, by the time you finish hallowing his name, you got his full attention. He's like, what is it that you need from kingdom for me to bring it down to earth? Because you done stepped all off into my will in heaven. Just by hollowing my name. He's the Ancient of Days. That means he's been there, done that, again and again and again and again. He's the Ancient of Days. That means when your car is broke, listen to this, and your kids is in disarray, and your finances may be a little tilted, he's the Ancient of Days. He's saying, wait a minute, am I not the same God that led the children of Israel? He said, I'm Ancient of Days. See, so when you think about Ancient of Days, you think about, I don't know what you think about, but I think about before time. Ancient. Is he not worthy to be hallowed when you go into prayer? Ancient. Okay, you want me to go back a little further? In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, Ancient of Days. In the beginning, he took the stars and the moon and the sun and he hung it in the sky on nothing in the beginning. He said, let there be in the beginning. So when we come in, we say, God, we come into an amazing God, a creator God, a God who is awesome, a God who is Ancient of Days, a God who is almighty. I keep repeating myself because I want you to understand what it looks like to hallow his name before you get to your issues. Say, before I get to my issues. So we have to make a God entry. So watch this. Number two, knowing God's name brings trust. It's hard to trust somebody you don't know. And I just want to know, is there anybody in here that knows God? Is there anybody in here that has experienced the goodness of God? Is there anybody in here that can say, yeah, I know God by way of experience? I know God because he's shown up for me over and over and over again. Is there anybody in the room that can testify to the fact that they know God's name and they know him? I need a show of hands. If your hands ain't up, maybe you don't know him. Just keep coming. You'll get to know him. Keep living. Hell, God, I know God. And because I know he's faithful, because I said I know he's faithful, I can trust him. His name is faithful. His name is holy. His name is righteous. I know his name. I know his identity. Therefore, I can trust him. So what does that mean about going in to the prayer closet? You're going in already knowing his identity and that you can trust him. So let's look at this. Let's look at this further. Y'all, we're gonna just take our time and really just break down this. This is so good. This blesses me tremendously. Psalms, I'm hoping this one's right, 9 and 10. Watch this. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. So do you see what God is doing? When Jesus told him how to pray, do you see where he was going? He said, I need you guys to know his name. So by the time you finish hallowing his name, by the time you finish telling him who he is and how awesome he is and how amazing he is and begin to reverence and respect and honor his name, you're in such a place of trust. Because you can't shout out who God is and not begin to trust him. I dare you to try it. I dare you to say, God, you're a great God. As a matter of fact, jump to your feet real quick. We're going to practice it real quick. I just want you to say, God, you're an amazing God. God, you're a great God. God, I trust you. You are a righteous God. You are a mighty God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are Jehovah Jireh. God, you are my provider. God, you're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, you are a mighty God on my behalf. We thank you, Lord, because you're a warring God. And you have us in your sight. Tell me what's happening to your trust right now. Oh, what's happening to your trust right now? What's happening to your trust right now? We're hallowing his name. We're telling him who he is. We're telling him who he is. He knows who he is. But it's something about when we tell him who he is that our soul becomes happy. Our soul becomes strengthened. Our soul becomes anchored. Our soul becomes full of trust. What is your soul? It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. It begins to be in line with the kingdom when you hallowed his name. Oh, Jesus knew what he was talking about, y'all, when he said, this is how I want you to pray, because this is going to set up everything. Yes. And you may have your seat. This is what I saw. I could be a little sci-fi-ish, and my little examples in my head just be all over the place. But what I saw, as you hallowed his name, if you read the rest of the scripture, it eventually ends up with, thy kingdom come, right? Thy will be done. Okay, watch this. As you hollow in his name, oh, you're mighty. Oh, you're the commander in chief. Oh, you're a mighty warrior on my behalf. Oh, you're Jehovah Jireh. It's like a lever that's bringing down the kingdom.
Yes.
I said it's like a lever that's bringing down the kingdom. I said it's like a lever that's bringing down the kingdom. I said it's like a lever that's bringing down the kingdom. Because see, and when you praise him, he said, I inhabit that. And he doesn't inhabit it without his kingdom. I said, he don't come empty. He comes with his kingdom. Oh, I said, he comes with, I said something right there. When you praise him, he inhabits the praises. And when he shows up, he says, I'm showing up in the fullness and in the volume of the book. Everything you need is in me when I show up. I need you to tell me who I am. I need you to know who I am. I need you to be convinced that I'm Jehovah Jireh. I need you to be convinced that I'm your peace. I need you to be convinced that I'm your righteousness. I need you to be fully persuaded. Because when I show up big. He shows up with the kingdom. So we hallow in his name. So look at this. God's reputation, his character is tied to his name. His character is tied to his name. I said, his character is tied to his name. He said, I'm not like man that I should lie. So when you come in prayer and you say, Jehovah Jireh, I am indeed Jehovah Jireh. So when you say, you're Jehovah my righteousness, I am in fact Jehovah your righteousness, because my character is tied to my name. So when you call my name, you call it on my character. And since I don't lie, it is what you said it will be. But we're not saying anything. And that's where the problem lies. So we have to begin to hallow his name on the beginning side of prayer. So let's keep going. Let's look at Matthew 16, 14 through 18. This is the English Standard Version. I feel the presence of God. Glory to God. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? I'm going to tell you why this is important. And they said, and you guys have heard this over and over again, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Let me stop there for a minute. Peter identified who he was. So when we hallow the name of God, we identify who he is. And when we identify who he is, he shows up in that identity. I said he shows up in that character. Who are you identifying God as today? You don't serve a weak God. You don't serve a God that's not full of resources. As a matter of fact, he is resource. You don't serve a God that cannot heal. He is your healer. He is your provider. Who are you identifying him as? Peter said, well, you Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, you know what? You've identified me. And the fact that you've identified me correctly, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. He says, I tell you, Peter, on this identification, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On this identification. So when you go into prayer and you begin to hallow with his name, he says, oh, you're identifying me as a healer. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and build on that. Oh, you identify me as a provider. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and build on that. He said, whatever you identify him as, he said, is what he'll show up as. Oh, this hallowed his name is deep. So watch this, though. He says, and then what did Peter say? For Peter said, you're the Christ. You're the Christ. Not the last name. His name ain't Jesus Christ like Caleb Blunt. He's the Christ. He's the anointed one. He identified him as the anointed one. I want to show you something here. Imagine going into your prayer closet and just lifting up your hands and say, God, I thank you that you're the anointed one. Oh, God, I identify you as the anointed one. And he says, oh, you don't know what you've just done there. You're going to cause me to show up fat. You're going to cause me to show up expanded. You're going to cause me, because see, the anointing destroys the yoke. And the anointing means fatness. It means, so when they put a yoke on some oxen, their necks are too fat and it breaks the yoke. That's what the anointing does. And he said, I am the anointing. I am the one that when I come in the room, he said, if you would hallow me on the beginning, I will come in that closet. I will come in that space so big. Oh, and enlarge your territory. Say, let me tell you something. When the anointed one comes in, there's no room for sickness. I said, when the anointed one comes in, there's no room for depression. When the anointed one comes in, there's no room for oppression. When the anointed one comes in, he comes in with strategies. He comes in with direction. He comes in with comfort when the anointed one comes in. So I dare you, I challenge you, I encourage you and urge you to go into your prayer closet and lift up your hands and begin to call him the anointed one. Oh, Lord, I praise you because you're the anointed one. You are the Christ. You are my Christ. You are the Christ. You are the anointed one. You said that the anointing of the Lord was upon you. For the Lord has called you to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, to bind the wounds. Oh, God, I'm going to need you to do all of that for me in this prayer. But I'm going to start off by calling you the anointed one. You are the Christ. Can you just lift your hands and say, you are the Christ? You are the Christ. Say, you are the Christ. Say, you are the Christ. Say, Lord, it's not my anointing. Oh, but I need your anointing. Oh, you are the Christ. Oh, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. I hallow it your name, Lord. You are the Christ. You are the Christ. You are the Christ. I mean, I feel that thing so strong, because when you understand that that means the anointed one. And when you understand the anointing means to be fat. So he comes in and I mean, he takes up space. Every demonic foe can't stay in that same space, because the anointing one has come to destroy the yokes of the enemy. Yes. Thank you, Father. Sometimes we want to go straight to it and be like, God, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need you to do that. But when we begin to say, God, I know who you are. You are the anointed one. You will be amazed that before you can even ask him your request, you already feel the lifting. You already know that it's done. You started with praise and you end up with praise because you're like, God, I know you're here. And I know you've already done this. Oh, why? Because you decided to start with hallowing his name. Whew. The anointed one. The anointed one. Oh, glory to God. The anointed one. So look at this. In Isaiah 10:27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off his shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The yoke shall be destroyed because of what? How many of you guys feel yoked up sometimes? You feel yoked. But it says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And who is he? Peter said, you are the anointing. You are the anointed one. You are the anointed one. Oh, that's good. Hallowed be thy name. The anointed one. The anointed one. You go in yoked and you come out free because you hallowed his name. Oh God, he's in here right now. I said, Christ, the anointed one, is in here right now. And I feel him expanding. I said, I feel him expanding. Can you hear the cracking? He's cracking yokes right now. I said, he's in here right now. We glorify you, Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We glorify the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is King of kings and he's Lord of lords. Oh, glory to God. He's given us keys to the kingdom. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Glory to God. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. He took every ordinance that was written against us, and he nailed it to the cross, and he made an open show of the enemy, and he triumphed over them in it. He's the Christ. I said, he's the Christ. I said, he's the Christ. You serve the anointed one. And his anointing is available for you. A lot of times we're so strong and we think we all that and we think we got it all together. But God has said, I'm going to need you to be weak so I can be strong. Oh, come on now. He said, because the anointing that's on your life ain't my anointing. Oh, hear me right when I say that. He gave you the anointing, but it never meant to be for you. He said, there's an anointing that I've given you for the people. He said, but you keep trying to get yourself delivered with your own anointing. But God said, I need you to call on me. He said, I'm the Christ. If you would hallow my name, if you would worship my name, he said, you will feel my anointing come from heaven and strengthen you. How do I know? I've done it for years on my own strength. His presence is in this place. Glory, I said, his presence is in this place. Oh, his presence is in this place. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christ, for showing up. Thank you, Christ, for being here. Thank you. You're our Lord and our Savior. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. His name is holy. Whew. Last and final point. How many is getting blessed so far? How many is ready to go into their prayer closet and hallow his name? Glory to God. Watch this. The name of the Lord is a weapon. He said, this is how you pray. My Father, which art in heaven, sanctified, set apart, holy, perfect, amazing is your name. Watch this. He said, the reason why I'm telling you to pray this way, watch this. This is Kay's version. The reason why I'm telling you to pray this way is because I'm giving you weapons as you go into prayer. He said, because my name is a weapon. He said, pick any of them. He said, it's a weapon. You want to call me Jehovah Raka, Rapha? It's a weapon. Yeah. You want to call me Jehovah Nisi? It's a weapon. You want to call me the Lord your peace, it's a weapon. If you want to call me Lily of the Valley, it's a weapon. If you want to call me the bright and morning star, it's a weapon. He said, if you would take some time and tell me who I am, he said, every time you call me out and tell me who I am, I'm putting a weapon in your hand. He said, because my name is a weapon. The name of the Lord is a weapon. Exodus 3:14. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and I want to show you three names real quick that's imperative. I mean, it's very important that you use. And shall say unto them, the God of your father hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? Hallowed be thy name. They should say, what's his name? What shall I say to them? He didn't even know what to call God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't know. What should I tell them? Listen to God's reply. He said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. Hallowed be thy name. I dare one of y'all to get to your prayer closet and say, I am, I'm here. I am, I thank you. I thank you that you're the great I am. God, you are I am. What is he? I am whatever it is you need. I am whatever it is you need me to be. He said, I am that I am. I dare one of you to go into your prayer closet when you leave here today or when you wake up in the morning and you get up and say, I am that I am. Lord, I call you I am that I am because you are all of my need. Oh, God, that's powerful. Woo! Makes me want to dance. Glory to God. Because he is everything we need. I am all that you need. Resources, I am. Love, I am. Peace, I am. Direction, I am. Strategy, I am. I am that I am. Hallowed be thy name. So watch this. So go into prayer worshiping I am that I am. That's a name. That's a name. I am that I am. Can you say that? Say I am. Say I worship you I am that I am. Now I just want you to say I worship you I am. Oh, he know who he is. He ain't confused when you say that. Say, I worship you, I am. Say, I worship you, I am. I am, I worship you. Oh, you are, I am. You are, I am. Don't even sound right coming off your lips because we're not used to saying it. But I dare you to go ahead and call him what he said he is. He said, tell the children of Israel that I am sent you to them. And I'm here to let you know that God said, I am is here. God said, I am is here. Oh, God said, I am is here. The enemy expects whining and complaining, but ambush the enemy by telling God, I am. Lord, I thank you for you being I am. You're the great I am. Lord, you're the great I am. You're the great I am. You're all that I need. You are everything you I need you to be. Glory to God. How many believe that? How many believe that God is everything you need him to be?
Everything,
everything you need him to be.
Everything.
I said everything you need him to be. This is what I just heard. Is there anything too hard for God? I said, is there anything too hard for God? He said, put me in my proper place and watch what I do. I don't belong on the end of your prayer. I don't want to be in the middle of your prayer. He said, I need to be the foundation of your prayer and the beginning of your prayer. So watch this. We're done. We're wrapping up with this. Revelations 22. So these are the things we're going to say. We're gonna hallow him by saying that he's the great I am, right? Then we're going to call him the Alpha and the Omega. Revelations 22:13 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Can I tell you, when you go into your prayer closet and you begin to hallow his name and you begin to say, oh, I praise you, great Alpha and Omega. I thank you that you're the Alpha and the Omega. What you're telling him is, God, I thank you that you're the beginning of my life and the end of my life. You're the beginning of this situation and the end of this situation. You started a good work in me and you will complete it. God, I thank you that you know all things. I thank you, God, that I know that you started this business and you're going to give me what I need to finish the business because you're the beginning and the end. I thank you, God, that you've already walked out this thing for me. Now you're going to show me how to walk it out because you're the beginning and the ending. That's what you're saying to God when you call him Alpha and Omega. When you acknowledge and identify him as Alpha and Omega. Hey, glory to God. He's in the house right now, y'all. I said the Alpha and the Omega is in the house. He started some stuff in y'all. And I want you to know that he will finish what he started. He never leaves anything undone. So stay put and let him finish what he started. And finally, his name is a strong tower. We're going back to the key verse that we didn't have right. His name is a, hallowed his name, is a strong tower. I said his name is a strong tower. Sister Bev, come here for a minute. Y'all know I got to illustrate, right? His name, I said, is a strong tower. We're going to end with this. I said, Hollywood, his name. His name is a what?
Strong
his name is a?
Strong tower.
His name is a?
Strong tower.
So he told the disciples, when you pray, pray, my Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But his name is a?
Strong tower.
His name is a? So see, you can be in your living room and the strong tower is your prayer closet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because you done, what you did is you created a strong tower by hallowing his name. Yes. Oh, God.
Yes.
I said, you in the strong tower by hallowing his name. You created a strong tower because his name is a strong tower. His name.
Yes.
His name. Hallowed be my
name.
Okay, watch this. How does that look? Come over here a little bit. I'm going to try to stay in the view of the camera. She in her spacious living room don't resemble a prayer closet at all. But by the time she finished hallowing his name, she's going to be in the strong tower. And the strong tower is all of a sudden converted to a prayer closet because she's in a strong tower. So she's in her living room. And I want you to come up here for a minute. And Michelle, come up here for a minute. Sister Natasha. And I'm going to show you how this. And Sister Michelle Pope, I'm going to use you too. But because we're about to build a strong tower.
Amen.
Oh, glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. So what I want you to say is, Lord, you're Alpha and Omega.
Lord, you're Alpha and Omega.
And he says, all right then. He said, now I want you to say, Lord,
Lord,
you're El Yon. He said, all right then.
All right.
Oh, God. He said, what you doing? You building a strong tower because you're hallowing my name. Glory to God. And then you say, Lord, you are mighty God. He said, well, all right then. And all of a sudden, you fortified. He said, you done built a strong tower. You in your prayer closet. You hallowed my name. I'm bringing kingdom down to earth because you have learned to identify me in hallowing my name. The name of the Lord is a amen. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Jump to your feet and give him the glory. Go ahead and hallow his name right now. Go ahead and give him the praise right now. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
You have just heard another life-changing message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.